dangling the gap, extending control, a buckle and bump, redirect your force. Welcome to the very first edition of Jiu-Jitsu Geeks Podcast. I never get tired of hearing our custom intro song. I think that's pretty cool that we have that. And I'm joined here with E.T., who will be doing all the podcasts with me, hopefully all of them. And E.T., tell us about the intro song. How did that get going? Because that truly is a custom song that we had created just for this podcast. And if you listen to the lyrics, it's pretty neat. So how did that come about?
That song was written by a friend of mine named Corey Frey, who lives in a studio and does pretty much nothing else. So when we decided to do this podcast, I was like, well, I know somebody who records music and is a nerd. He doesn't do jiu-jitsu, hence the reason why the word Kempo, if you listen to the whole song.
Yeah, I noticed that.
And we'll link that. I'll see if I can put the whole song, but he says the word Kempo in there, but I don't know, it's pretty quirky. But Corey recorded it for me over the course of like a week. I mean, he does all the parts and the singing and the lyrics and stuff like that, so...
Yeah, you guys didn't hear the full version, obviously, because it's a full length song, really.
I forgot how many. About a minute and a half.
Yeah, so we of course didn't play that, but we'll certainly have the full thing up on our website, and it's pretty neat. So he's a local musician here to Richmond.
Yeah, he's just kind of guy. I don't want to say too much. He's super lazy, and he just lives in a studio that he built for himself. And he's in his 40s, and he lives in his parents' barn.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding that he turned into a studio, but he's just a very quirky, funny dude. He's been a friend of mine forever. So
yeah, sounds like Dwight from
The Office.
Yeah,
with less enthusiasm, with less motivation to do anything. But he wrote that song, and it was super.
Cool.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah, it is. We'll link it to our website for sure. And Corey, right?
Thank you, Corey Frey.
Thank you, Corey Frey, for doing that for us. So I wanted to get that in there right after you guys heard it for the first time. So I want to introduce myself and E.T. to you all out there and kind of talk about where we're going with the podcast in this first episode. No interviews, no real topic for today, just kind of flowing and letting you guys know what we want this to be and where we're going to go with it. So, E.T., why don't you start with an introduction and maybe more importantly, tell me how you got into jiu-jitsu, and I know that'll be linked to how you got into martial arts. We both have different paths, so tell me about yours. Why are you... We just got through with an open mat, so what led you to sitting here on the mat doing a jiu-jitsu podcast?
Well, for me, it started when I was I started training in karate when I was 18, and then I moved to taekwondo, and I trained in taekwondo for about 12 or 13 years, and I ran two schools, and at some point, I started to notice all the Gracie jiu-jitsu magazines and advertisements, and the UFC you just can't ignore, and I knew that it looked like a lot of fun, and so I had brief stints in judo and stuff like that, and eventually I found Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and I tried it, and I really, really liked it, and it was super fun, and at some point I just couldn't juggle two martial arts. Even with black belts and taekwondo, I couldn't put aside my love for Jiu-Jitsu, and it came to the point where I had to choose which one am I going to focus on, and it was Jiu-Jitsu, and I've been a Jiu-Jitsu guy ever since. It's going on... Seven years, I think. I'm not really sure. I've lost count, but that's the passion. I mean, you do other stuff, and you do katas, and you do forms, and you have fun, and all that. But when you really want a culture to get into, and a lifestyle, and camaraderie with people, you can't beat jiu-jitsu, and that's what ultimately that won out for me.
Right. And I think maybe that's where we want this podcast to go is the culture of jiu-jitsu, maybe more than some other aspects.
Right.
And we'll figure that out as we go with you guys, hopefully.
Now, Aaron, you kind of had a different path.
Yeah.
How did you get here?
Absolutely. And it's interesting that you talk about choosing, because that is one common deal we have. I got out of college, and the fraternity that I was in, everybody, for some reason but me, was on the football team. So there's all these guys who like to lift weights. And I had nothing else to do after studying and doing schoolwork and all that, so I'd always go to the gym with them. Really got into lifting weights and enjoyed it. Then when I went to graduate school, I'm not a big guy. I never have been a big guy, but I was strong for my size. And in this side room, there's these guys in there, and you know what I now know were geese, but you know, some uniform. I thought it was just some karate class, but I watched them for a few weeks. The first class, they were just rolling in the gi. And then I went in there on like a Friday, and I noticed, just like board shorts and rash guards. And they had on gloves, and they were beating the heck out of each other. And I was like, well, this looks pretty real. This is no joke here.
Right.
What are these guys doing? So I just kind of, pretended to get drinks of water while I peeked in. A little scared of it at first, honestly.
It's intimidating to see.
It is. I mean, they were from the top all the way down. I mean, it was an MMA-focused class, which, I learned all that later. But they were really going at it and had a few fighters in there. And so then probably like a week after that, I was in the gym working out, and I saw the instructor in there. And I asked him about it, and he was, you look at the guy, and he's not a tall guy, but he's really muscular, and I saw him beating the heck out of, a whole host of people. So I was a little intimidated at him, and I just said, hey, you teach that jiu-jitsu class, what's that all about, who's it open to? And he was one of the nicest people I've ever met, which I think is a common alley of jiu-jitsu folks.
Now that you complimented him, you can say his name.
Yeah, exactly. I started off in Blacksburg under Enzo Gracie black belt Tim Mannin. And so I went up to Tim, and I was like, what's this deal? What do you all got going on there? Nicest guy in the world. He's like, it's jiu-jitsu. It's a, martial art. And he gave me the whole history. And he said, come in and try a couple weeks for free. And so I did. And my first class, like I said, I was really into weightlifting. I was pretty fit. He put me up with this guy who I thought, man, to look at him, nothing special, didn't look all that athletic. And the guy absolutely probably triangled me 12 to 13 times in a 5-minute roll. And I was hooked from then on. I was like, I got to understand what this guy did to me. Yeah. And then the more I got into it, like you, at first I tried to juggle, lifting weights and doing other stuff with jiu-jitsu. And then one day I just had to make a choice. Once I started doing jiu-jitsu 4, 5, maybe 6 times a week, I couldn't do anything else. So I just gave up everything else and fell in love with the culture of jiu-jitsu.
It's been a long time, right?
Yeah, about the same amount of time as you, 7, maybe 8, maybe a year longer or so.
Yeah, I remember when you came to our class, you had just got your blue belt, I think. And that was probably, I was learning who Enzo Gracie was and your lineage. And
yeah.
I mean, just you coming in started making me look at other people in the Jiu-Jitsu community, because I had my blinders on. I was just training, where we are now.
Yeah.
And I started looking at, Tim's lineage and Enzo's fights. Mm-hmm. So I credit you with really kind of, opening up a little bit of the doors to Jiu-Jitsu to me.
Yeah.
And just discovering who Enzo is, it's just amazing in itself. I mean, that's a whole nother podcast.
It's funny though, but yeah, you guys all know that now, but when I came in, this was again, several years ago. So, there weren't a whole lot of, black belts around, in Richmond where we train now. There are now, but there weren't a whole lot around. So I guess when I came to the school, everyone was kind of, oh, Enzo blue belt. But what you all didn't know is I got my blue belt and the next day loaded up the U-Haul to move to Richmond. I was really maybe a 4-stripe white belt.
I think I know that now. I'm knowing that. I didn't know that exactly. It was just you got it and then came here?
The next day. Yeah,
wow.
I moved the next day. I got it on a Friday and moved on a Saturday. Or got it on a Saturday and moved on, whatever it was. But yeah, I literally loaded up the U-Haul and moved down here the next day. And my instructor knew that and they were cool with it and everything.
Oh, really? I was going to say, that's a funny way of never having to defend the blue belt in your academy.
Yes.
Just immediately move.
Well, no target on my back,
thank
guys.
You.
But then
thank
I came
guys.
Here and I think there was a target on my back, because there are a couple really guys who've had their blue belts for four guys at the time in particular. Had their blue belts for years.
Yeah.
And so I walk in and I was not up to par with those. It's just, they'd had their blue belts.
Right. You were just going into that belt.
Probably 2 or 3 years compared to me. So yeah, it was an intimidating deal. So, well, now that we know a little more about air paths in martial arts and how we got into jiu-jitsu, let's talk a little bit about the podcast, where we maybe wanted to go, and we, because there's some good jiu-jitsu podcasts out there.
Oh, no doubt. There's been a bunch that's, I think, pushing us in the direction of doing our own.
Yeah, and we had the idea, and I think, we're fans of all the other jiu-jitsu podcasts out there. I don't believe I've missed one, unless there's some obscure one out there I don't know about. I've probably heard that one, too. But so they do a good job, I think, of getting high level guys on their show. And we set in Richmond, Virginia. So we may not have the access to what guys in Southern California have, or if Cron and Hickson want to come on the show, we'll welcome
them. The door's open.
The door's open. But they do a nice job with that. So what we probably want to kind of concentrate on is we really are. The name isn't just a tongue in cheek. I mean, we really are jiu-jitsu geeks,
right?
Of the culture of jiu-jitsu, the jiu-jitsu products, books, DVDs. I mean, between ET and I think we consume quite a bit of.
And we hit the websites daily to see what, I mean, if there's any news about any new product, we want to know about it, and we want it. And I think it's just, we love it so much. You can't train 24/7, but you can have a book in your hand or a shirt on your back, or or a sticker on your car. That's where I think this podcast is going to fit in. We're really going to be a product heavy, talking about the products and what's going on out there for the jiu-jitsu enthusiast.
Yeah,
and we are geeks.
I was just about to ask, ETN, I know the answer to this, but our folks out there don't. When you got into jiu-jitsu, did that start your geekdom, or were you always really getting into things your whole life?
I've been an obsessive compulsive collector of things for a long time. Right. I mean, I can tell stories. I mean, comic books, I had 30,000 comic books and, you know, hordes of action figures. I still do. I'm not kidding when I say I still have this stuff. I'm a huge geeky video game player. I mean, that's another passion. I mean, geekdom is what's inside of my soul. So it was just a transference of that trait of me into a lover of jiu-jitsu. They just kind of fused, like, you know, Venom and Spider-Man, the Venom suit and Spider-Man. All of a sudden,
right,
I'm a jiu-jitsu geek. You know, the product out there, I've got to have it.
Yep. Or at least take a good look at it, read reviews on
it. Read reviews of it, study up on it, know about it if somebody asks. Yeah.
Right, exactly. And I'm the same way. I think mine probably, you know, we both have, full-time jobs. We both, you know, have a lot of other responsibilities outside of jiu-jitsu. So it's hard to keep up with maybe all your other passions. And like choosing your sports, we pared it down to jiu-jitsu. I think both of us have really concentrated our geekiness onto jiu-jitsu as well.
That's right.
So that's what we hope to inform you guys with, just what we've been looking at. We hope that we will, you know, be able to talk about books, DVDs, clothes, any type of gis, t-shirts, hoodies, whatever's out there. We consume a lot of it, and more importantly, the free stuff too, because there's so much good free stuff out there. It's a great time to be involved in jiu-jitsu. I mean, one of my favorite, I think you agree, documentaries on or DVDs, lifestyle DVD, I think they're called, is Arte Suave.
Yeah.
And I don't think anything is really on DVD form has come close to it since that time. But if you look online, there's so many free videos that do. There's a great one I saw the other day with Kurt Osiander that follows him around. It's a two-part series, follows him around for a day.
Right.
Awesome. You know, each is about 14 minutes. You put those together, it's a 30 minute
and
show.
And it's all free. You find, I mean, Budo Videos is doing their Rolled Up series, which you can't get better than that. It's great stuff. I think when Arte Suave came out, my timeline is maybe a little fuzzy, but YouTube wasn't as huge as it is now. Here it is years later. Everybody has the ability to make a video and make a documentary and upload it. So there's a lot of great stuff out there for free now. I mean, we're always combing the internet looking for just, you know, anything we can see.
Yeah,
you know?
And great blogs.
Great too. Blogs, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll you know, when we find that stuff, we'll, you know, report back to you guys, and please do likewise, because there's stuff we for sure miss, and we'd like to hear about it when you guys find it too. You bring up an interesting point, though. Yeah, when I started and when I first saw Arte Suave, 2 was already out.
Mm-hmm.
And they both were maybe a little dated. I don't know when they came out. I think they were pretty early in the game.
I think they were like 2003, 2004, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's about right.
And then at that time too, you had a lot of stuff coming out from On the Mat with a lot of those lifestyle type videos.
And I've got several of those. Those are very good.
I've gotten all of them. I think there's some early VHS ones that I don't have, but all the ones that were ever on DVD, I'm pretty sure I got, and they were good too. But anyways, the point is that I don't see a lot of that stuff out now, but on free online, it's there. It's starting to come around, so it's a good time to be involved in jiu-jitsu. So that's, you know, some of the topics we'll bring you guys. And like the show, it's, you know, the topics are going to be, you know, kind of free-flowing wherever we want to take it. Whatever,
yeah.
Whatever's topical and whatever's good.
Right.
I think, so.
So this podcast may be super boring, but it'll get better. This is just episode one.
Episode one, a test of everything, and this will be up on our website. And you can certainly go there for contact info to find all of our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram,
yeah,
and all that info. So, well, to give it a little bit of meat, let's talk about, since we brought products and touted how we are geeks of this stuff, and didn't really talk about this before, but so off the cuff, if you have one, what's a product you're looking forward to?
Actually, there's two that I saw this morning that I'm pretty excited about. One is, I saw on Facebook, Martin Rooney has a new book coming out called Warrior Cardio. Is that the one you were going to say?
No, but I saw it last night, too.
I think I saw it last night. And Martin Rooney, his books are just, are great.
Yeah.
Anything he does, anything he puts online is good. And Warrior Cardio, it's going to be what it sounds like, a book about how to supercharge your cardio, which everybody can use. That looks just, you know, awesome. Another one of his big releases. And the second thing, and I might order it whenever it comes available, Control Industries has a really cool shirt that I saw. It's north-south. And one, I think north is facing up and south is upside down.
Okay.
And I like that design. Control Industries is a super cool new, I'd say new, what, about a year, you think?
I think been so. In the conference since I've noticed them, yeah, about a year. Yeah.
Really cool t-shirt apparel company. So I like that. We buy a ton of shirts between the both of us. So I knew one of us would have that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then speaking of, to touch on Martin Rooney's books real quick, you know, he has two out that are I think are on the Warrior Training Series,
right?
Or whatever he calls those. He has two of those. And he has one before that, which I'm going to mess up the title, so I'm sorry. But it's the Henzo Gracie workout, Henzo Gracie team workout, Team Henzo Gracie workout, whatever it may be. But it's a little hard to find, but you still can.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I supplement my jiu-jitsu training once or twice a week with, you know, outside workouts. And I honestly don't follow much of what's in Rooney's books, but the pictures, and it, I mean, he's got great pictures in there of Henzo training, of Kier Gracie training, and a lot of the guys from Henzo's place, and Gracie Baja, I think Hodger,
right,
and a few. He's also got a great DVD that follows a lot of that around. So
yeah
I mean, even if you're into that, the physical training, definitely pick it up. Even if you don't follow what he's got, he's got great tips in there, great information. They kind of globally add, and if nothing else, just some good pictures all throughout it of top jiu-jitsu guys training.
His last book was really interesting. It was the one when it went to the different martial arts styles.
Yeah.
And he took pictures of the training methods of the different martial arts styles. And, you know, anything, even if you're just a jiu-jitsu guy, you can look at karate guys training and go, oh, that's pretty interesting. I might try that. So that was a really good book. Martin Rooney is just a fantastic writer and a really good author. He knows his business.
Yeah. Got a little bit of stuff in there with Gordo too in that second book, which we just had a seminar with him a couple months ago.
It's our lineage.
Which was awesome to say the least. So,
What are you looking forward to, man?
You know, I saw the Rooney book. I'm really excited about that. Immediately, things that are definitely gonna come out. One is Hodger Gracie's DVD. That's supposed to be released really soon.
According to Buddha Videos, I think it's like another week.
Yeah.
So
I hope I'm really looking forward to that. Anything with Hodger, of course, is probably going to be really good.
And the premise of that,
what? I think it's, I don't know if it follows him around training for a specific tournament or not. Do you know what?
I believe it's him leading up to the Worlds.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that one should be really good. And then another one that I think was already supposed to have come out, but I saw on Facebook that it looks like they're gearing up to release, is BJJ Legends. Is that the official title of that magazine?
Mm-hmm.
I love those. They've had a couple last year that came out. I think it's supposed to come out quarterly.
They're a little slow getting it out.
Yeah, I don't know if they did a quarterly one. They've had four. I think one may have dropped the year after, but you know, it really reminds me of the some of the Asian jiu-jitsu magazines that come out that are just really well done. It reminds me of that. It comes with a DVD with tons of stuff on it. All the other ones have tons of techniques. So the DVD alone is worth the price of the magazine, I think. And the magazines are really well done. So,
yeah.
Those are two things I'm looking forward to. They're definitely coming out. One thing that I've had my eye on for a long time that I've been hoping that I can find info on is Carlos Gracie, the creator of Dynasty. The E.T. laughs because I've been looking for information for, I think Caleb on the Fireworks podcast first kind of brought that to my attention years ago, maybe two.
Yeah.
Now, you know, that was out in Portuguese and that it was coming out and being translated in English. And yeah, Henzo's had a few things on his Twitter feed about it from time to time, like, oh, it'll be out in English soon, but you know, very little info has been out there.
You could learn Portuguese by the time it would take to get translated.
I'm working on it, so yeah. Maybe I'll have to translate for myself for the first time.
Right.
So.
Or to get Hickson's book that he wrote and, you know, he published in Japan to come out in English. That'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
You can't get that.
No,
why not?
No, I don't understand that. I know. I've heard that. Have you heard the premise of that? I've heard it's maybe a more of a business type book. I mean, it's all rumors. I, of course, haven't read it.
I don't care. Yeah. Whatever he writes, I'm going to read. Yeah, you know, he could write a grocery list, and I want to read it.
Yeah. See what all he's eating. So. Well, great. Good stuff. All right. Anything else, E.T.?
No. If anybody out there has anything they want us to talk about or any feedback on the podcast, we'd love to hear it. Now, remember, this is the first episode. So be kind. If George Lucas has taught us anything, nothing gets good until episode 4. So give us some time. But I have an email account. It's jujitsugeeks@gmail.com. You can send us any feedback and we'll address it or talk about it or write you back if we have the time. So what about you? Anything you want to wrap up with?
No, yeah. Email us anything you want, please. Criticism is always welcome. We, you know, want to make this, it's, you know, free and it's for you guys. So you know, anything you want us to cover, if there's something you want us to look into, let us know. If we don't have it, we'll probably be happy to buy it if it's not astronomically expensive and I'll take a look at it for you or if we can read it. Don't call us and ask us, you know, about Hickson's book. You can't read it. And any other info for our social stuff, Facebook, Twitter. I think we're also going to get into create an Instagram account simply because a lot of jiu-jitsu guys that aren't really on Twitter or Facebook are really active on there. So maybe we'll talk about that more once we get that up and going. But so if you want that, if you need our email address, can also be found on the website, jiu-jitsugeeks.com. So please reach out to us, contact us, and let us know what you think, guys.
Okay. So, until next time, I'm E.T. and that's Aaron.
Thanks, guys.